time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Dishing this morning with Time Magazine's list of the 100 most influential people of 2025 that includes Ed Sheeran, Kristen Bell, and Demi Moore. Interesting. Drew Barrymore was stunned on her show when Valerie Bertinelli revealed she briefly dated Steven Spielberg.
Is it Steven Spielberg's?
What?
What were you two doing together?
Okay.
You look so hot.
I dated Steven for a New York Minute.
What?
How have we never talked about that?
I don't know.
Are you?
No.
I went up to go read for Raiders of the Lost Ark, and then he asked me out on a date. I know.
Oh, I would have loved her in Raiders of the Lost Ark. That would have been fantastic. Speaking of, because this was all before Eddie Van Halen. So speaking of the rock and rollers, The Who fired their drummer, Zach Starkey, because they were unhappy with his playing at recent shows. Zach has been with the band for 29 years, and he's Ringo Starr's son. And in other rocker news, Liv Tyler shared, people go on these podcasts now, and they share anything. She shared the emotions she experienced upon learning that Aerosmith's Steven Tyler was her biological father.
I looked at my mom and I was like, Mom? And she just started crying. My mom just like bawled. And I was like, is Steven my dad?
Yeah. It's one of those obvious things. Like once you look at her and you think about it, you realize, yeah, that tracks. Speaking of drugs and rock and roll, Haley Joel Osment was arrested for public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance at a California ski resort. What is happening? Zendaya takes center stage in a sci-fi inspired fashion campaign for On. It features a dramatic pixie cut and a prosthetic alien ears. She humorously leads a space mission in a retro futuristic ad. Take a listen.
You can do anything. You can be anyone.
The crew's ready. Gonna put the work in, work out.
Who are you talking to? Me?
No, so it's kind of creepy. Go check it out. Again, it's a fashion campaign for On. Nate Bargatze is going to host the Emmys in September. It's going to be a calm one, y'all. I'm just saying. And Benedict Cumberbatch and Olivia Colman go through a nasty divorce in The Roses. It's kind of a new take on the War of the Roses.
Everybody seems to think
we hate each other. I suppose sometimes I do hate you.
Oh, sporadic hatred.
It's infused with tarragon and adds a bit of bitterness.
Ivy likes to leave a little bit of herself in everything she does.
Oh, that sounds actually kind of good. I didn't like the first version of the movie. And it also stars Andy Samberg, Allison Janney, and Kate McKinnon. It premieres August 29th in theaters. Oh, y'all, I got a Kardashian alert. And like I said, people have started jumping on these podcasts and sharing everything. Khloe Kardashian went on Call Her Daddy and recalled losing her temper when she found Lamar Odom with another woman at a hotel. Actually, it was a motel.
I saw in the window that him and this girl, I knocked on the door. They answered it for some reason. And I just started going ballistic. And I remember the next day, my knuckles were all bloody and gross. And I just had bandanas wrapped around. I was on theme. And I acted as if nothing ever happened. And I don't think I ever said a thing.
Yeah, that's sad. I don't take joy in Kardashian alerts like that. I take joy in the ones where they're made to look ridiculous, not to, you know, capture her pain, which is what she went through. Anyway, all right, that's the Daily Dust. I feel like I owe you an apology now. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.